In the summertime, we had no place, no more no, at a window or something like that. You know, why it would get a little wind would keep it away.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have no, or else then get ice, you could get ice, a little ice, but you wouldn't be like they seen them little lumps. You had to get 50 pounds or something. And she'd put it sometime in the bottom of the sieve, you know, bust it up. And set the bucket on something with it. That's the only way you had it. It ain't like it is now. In the winter time, you had no trouble, you know. No, you didn't have no trouble that way, but we ain't had no freezing stuff to keep it like we got now. And I see Mama used to hang it out on a string out on the porch like this. And let it hang there while it get plenty of air. Something she'd want to keep. Sure would. I often think about that. And look like now, I have milk sometimes my freezer day of being there. I don't have it high enough. I had milk to go to Claver. Sweet milk, I buy it out the store.
Yeah.
Of course, you can put it, you know, have it higher and keep it. But I just keep it ordinary.
Ordinary?
I mean, keep the...
keep it ordinary, yeah.
Yeah, so that it won't... Someday you have to defreeze it, you know. I don't ever have to defreeze. Mine keeps ice and stuff like that, little ice.
Yeah.
Enough to do me. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I can set it in milk now, ain't there. I sometimes get a gallon. You don't have to pay over $2 for a gallon on that thing. So I really get a gallon and buy it by the quart. And it costs you about $3 a gallon buying it every.
Cost you?
Yeah, by the quart. So I'm got a gallon in there now. Well, I added the coolness up a little on you with the machine, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it, I bought it there for yesterday. I tasted this morning. It ain't gonna clabber. That woman yon tell me, I told her what to do. She said she got a, not long ago, got a gallon of milk and it went to clabber something on her. At least don't clabber. It looks like buttermilk. I'm scared to eat it when it gets like that.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You say the milk is gone. You got what? The milk got.
I'd say it wouldn't. It didn't come sour a little bit. That's what happened.
Where did you let your cows graze? Where would you put them out to graze?
Oh, where I do. I had a lag chain. It would reach from here to that wire come down there.
Yeah.
And there's a big open field back there. I have cows down there every morning after I milk and time in it. Of course, we could turn them loose when all the cotton and stuff was out the field. And they come back and forth to see where the calves were. Yeah, they'd go in their woods for something to eat. And they, sundown, they see them waking us way back home here. And they'd lay out there around the barn. But in the summertime, like we got these grazing and things, we had time. I had got things of that one lag chain here now. Well, take them down in the middle of the field and time.
In the meadow?
Yeah, it'd be a meadow down there, the open lane down here. Ain't nowhere from this house. It didn't belong to me, wasn't nobody waking me, you know, nothing but grass. Then they'd get the shed too on its woods on each side of it. That's where you do the cow.
It was just like kind of a pasture?
A pasture, yeah. Then I had one back there in the woods myself. I used to turn them back there in the woods, a pasture about an acre, you know. But I built with wire fence. I mean with barbed wire.
Barbed wire?
Mm-hmm.
You had to dig holes for the...
Posts.
For the posts?
Yeah.
Was there, did you ever have any other kind of fences here, Mr. Ike?
No. Nothing much for the mules.
Yeah.
Nothing much for the mules.